Hi, I'm John Weber, and I'm excited to be hosting this special edition of Piano Jazz from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And since today we're also celebrating the end of the year and the coming new year, 2011, I thought it would be appropriate to pay tribute to Old Father Time, as well as all of the guests who appeared on more than 30-plus years of piano jazz, with my jazz version of Auld Lang Syne. Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center has become a sort of second home to this series, and a rather glamorous home set high above the hustle and bustle of New York's Columbus Circle, not to mention the breathtaking view of Central Park. We've celebrated birthdays and anniversaries here, and today we recognize generations in jazz, a theme imperative to the perpetuation of the art form. Jazz is a living, breathing craft, one passed down by the jazz legends who teach and inspire those who come to follow in their giant steps. Generations in jazz. That premise is an accurate way to describe piano jazz, and it's always been a part of the program, as Marion McPartland has often introduced us to new jazz performers. So who better than the creator of piano jazz, Marion McPartland herself, to kick off this first set in a special three-part celebration of the ongoing life of jazz. She is joined by the other members of her trio, Glenn Davis on drums, and Gary Mazzarappi on bass, playing one of her favorite standards, Sweet and Lovely.
Thank you.
The title says it all. Sweet and lovely. And swingin'. But what else would you expect from Marion McPartland, the pianist? Well, how about Marion McPartland, the composer? Here's a protege of Marion's, pianist Roberta Pickett, playing solo on one of Marion's compositions, Twilight World.
Thank you.
What a heartfelt version of Twilight World, performed by Roberta Pickett. This wonderful tune was written by her mentor and jazz legend, Marion McPartland. We'll have more music here at Dizzy's coming up in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Back to the show, and back to more music written by Marion McPartland. Marion's tunes have been sung by singers the world over, from Tony Bennett to Cleo Lane. And it doesn't hurt that another famous singer collaborated with Marion on this next tune. Peggy Lee penned the words to In the Days of Our Love, which we will hear next, sung by the wonderful Carol Wellsman, who also accompanies herself on piano. With Carol are bassist Gary Maserati and drummer Glenn Davis.
I wish you could know the thousand ways I see your face in the embers, missing you so, and all the things we used to do. In the days of our love, I turn a corner in my mind, and there you are. You're here. Deep down, I'd rather not forget. I want to keep you near. The fire burns low, but still it warms me, and I smile at the days of our love. La 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 la. But I do it, la la la, burns low, but still it warms me, and I smile at the days.
Wow, what a song.
Thank you.
And what a singer. Marion McCartland and Peggy Lees in The Days of Our Love, performed by Carol Wellsman. Carol has a special affinity for that song. She recently recorded an entire album titled I Like Men, featuring Peggy Lee songs. And this one was destined to be added to her repertoire. The two-piano format has been integral to piano jazz since the very first episode. So what better way to span the generations in jazz than with a piano duet performed by master professor Jerry Allen and young lion Taylor Eigsti? They get together for a Thelonious Monk classic, Well You Needn't. Taylor Eigsti and Jerry Allen performing Thelonious Monk's Well You Needn't. We'll have more music in a moment. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I'm John Weber, and not only do I have the privilege of hosting today's show, but I also got to perform in this piano jazz celebration here at Dizzy's, where I accompanied my new friend, vocalist Catherine Russell. She has one of the hippest repertoires today, covering and uncovering hidden gems from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and it's my pleasure to join her on Where Can I Go Without You, Peggy Lee's personal lyric to a great 1953 Victor Young melody.
London town to clear up my mind, then on to Paris for the fun I could find. I found I couldn't leave my memories behind. Where can I go without you? Tried seeing Germany, but that wouldn't do. I went to Vienna and I found you there too. Even in Switzerland, your memory came through. Where can I go without you? I want to travel. I wanted romance, I chased that rainbow across the sea. I'm tired of faces and quaint old places. If you can't be there with me, back on the boat again. Farewell to France, farewell to London town, they haven't a chance. I'd trade every sight I've seen for one loving glance. Where can I go without you? To travel, I wanted romance. I chased that rainbow all across the sea. I'm tired of faces and quaint old places. If you can't be there with me, farewell to France, farewell to London town. They have I'd trade every sight I've seen for one loving glance. Where can I go without you?
Where Can I Go Without You? Sung beautifully by Catherine Russell. Marianne has always celebrated the work of woman composers, perhaps because she is one. Maybe that's why she chose this next tune, one of Marianne's all-time favorites, written in 1932 and dedicated to George Gershwin by composer Anne Ronell. Here's Willow Weep for Me. What Marion can do to a ballad. We'll be back with more music. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Jazz duets come in many, many flavors and combinations, including piano and trumpet, as Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines once delivered in 1928 on Weatherbird. Here are two emerging stars, pianist Aaron Deal and trumpeter Dominic Farinacci, burning it up on a 1929 standard written by Andy Razaf and stride piano king Fats Waller. In Maurice Waller's biography of his father, he tells the incredible story about how Fats sang the melody of this next tune over the telephone to lyricist Andy Razaf, and Fats immediately forgot it. Fortunately for us, Andy scribbled it down and replied, "Don't worry, Fats, I got it." Aaron Deal and Dominic Farinacci got it right here. Here's Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you. Honeysuckle Rose. Now you know why Wynton Marsalis calls Aaron Deal the real deal. He and trumpeter Dominic Farinacci make a dynamic duo, don't they? Speaking of dynamic, taking the stage now is the masterful Kenny Barron with his own protege and student, Helen Sung, performing Kenny's composition, New York Attitude.
Thank you.
All I can say is burning. What a way to end the hour. Kenny Barron and Helen Sung playing Kenny's composition, New York Attitude. Talk about generations in jazz. With great masters like Kenny Barron handing down their knowledge, there is indeed great hope for the future of this music.
This has been part one of a special three-part series of Piano Jazz with guest host John Weber, recorded with a live audience October 4th, 2010 at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Special thanks to Todd Barkin, Roland Chastain, and the staff at Disney's Club Coca-Cola. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, associate producer Grant Jackson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Rob McComber, mastering engineer David Mitchell, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29210.